now, let's go to the 103rd Psalm. Oh, glory to God. This is one of my absolute favorite Psalms. Read it with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, redeems your life from destruction, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. All right. Now, Psalm 68, 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. This is a daily thing. Every day. Every day. You need the faith claim it. Every day. Every day. He forgives you your iniquities and heals you of your diseases. Now the 107th Psalm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Say, he is good.
He is good.
For his mercy, his hesed endures forever. Verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of, they draw near unto the gates of death. Are you there with me now? Now listen. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them. Now let's go again to Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health, the cross-reference says, medicine, to all their flesh. Now, go to John chapter 6, verse 63. Verse 61, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What? And if you shall see the sons of man ascend up where he was before, it is the spirit that quickens or makes alive the flesh, profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. These are life words. Now go back to the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 30. Now this is God speaking. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. In other words, you don't have any excuse. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life, that both you and your seed may live. How do you choose it? You speak life words. You bring that seed alive by speaking it. Jesus said, the sower sows the word. So the word is a seed. And when it gets down into your heart, it will produce whatever it is. That's the reason the Bible talks about seed so much. It began in the actually in the Garden of Eden. And so the seed is the source of life. Even weeds want to live. Seeds are a marvelous thing. And the whole Bible talks about words as seeds. Seeds of life. We saw it right there. Words of life. Words of death. And that's when the Lord, even back way, 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 way back, while I was a student there at Old Roberts University, and so Gloria and I made a pact. But what? And she didn't talk much, so I got in trouble more. She said I talk enough for both of us, but that's right. But anyway, we'd say, that's your confession, and I believe every word of it. I had to break the habit of saying death. I mean, the Lord scolded me about that. He said, you stop that. Don't use the words of death and the laws of sin and death to express yourself. I said, well, and I don't like this. Fantastic. That means it's a fantasy. Incredible. That means you can't trust it. Why don't we use Bible words? Marvelous. Awesome. Those are Bible words. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, what am I supposed to say? It thrilled me to life? Oh, I mean, it's the only reason you don't like that is because your mother and daddy taught you to say it thrilled you to death. And it didn't. You lied. You didn't die. But you keep saying it and you will. Well, I'll see you tomorrow if a train don't run over me. And this happened in the life of a young man, in the life of Kenneth Hagin and Buddy Harrison. He kept saying, I'll never reach 40 years old. He just kept saying it. A few days before his 40th birthday, he just started downhill and went into a coma. Now here's what the Spirit of God said to Brother Hagin. He began to pray about it. He said, certain spiritual laws, now this is big on healing. Certain spiritual laws have been put into motion that cannot be reversed at this time. Now, he and his brother were very close, almost like twins. And Brother Hagin mentioned that, and he said, Brother Hagin, he said that all the time. He started saying that to me when we were just young boys. He said, he'd just get serious and say, I'll never live to be 40. Certain spiritual laws have been put into motion. It cannot be changed at this time. Now, we can change it. But you can't, whatever they are. Well, I guess I'll just be broke all my life. You can change that. But it needs to be a constantly consistent thing. The Spirit of the Lord, Gloria was in prayer and making notes on tapes. I was in class and she was there with the children at home. And so she would just turn the tapes of Brother Hagin and run them back. And in the middle of that, the Spirit of God said to her, in consistency lies the power. Being consistent, being constant, constantly saying the same thing, saying it and saying it until it gets down in your heart. Now, Brother Hagin said it like this. You can say something You can think thoughts and say them until they get down into your spirit and they'll change your life. Now, I was always overweight. I did not like exercise. And then the Lord turned me around by saying, will you get your spirit in the best condition that it can be in? And I said, yes, I will. Well, you can't do that sitting on a couch. You have to get in the Word. Will you get your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions in the best condition it can be in? Yes, I will. Will you get your body in the best condition it can be? You can't sit around on any one of the three. I said, yes, I will. So I was all excited, and I had committed to get in that exercise every and get on that treadmill every day. So I walked in there, and then in my exercise room, I have an A-frame, and I walked up to that A-frame and caught those little ropes to pull it down here like this. I tell you, I was thrilled. And I caught that rope and I said, God, I hate this. I said, no, Lord, I repent. I physically felt that spirit get off my body. I said, I love this. I love this room. And this room will change my life. And it has. And I walk in there every day, and I say, I love it in here. Look what has happened to me. I love it. I'm stronger than I've ever been. But I have to say it. Now, I'm going to teach you to say something and say it. Lord Jesus, you sacrifice your body for mine. Now I am sacrificing my body for yours. You just got through saying you're going to have to start exercising. That's what will keep you healthy. Now, it's a marvelous thing to get healed. Great. That's not wellness. That's healing. Until I heard Brother Hagin, I didn't know you could live in divine health. But you can. And I quote Gloria, if you do what's right in the natural and you do what's right in the supernatural, you can live in divine health. You just stay well all the time. And it takes, you have to exercise your spirit. You have to exercise your emotions and your mind and your will, and you have to exercise your body, and it all has to be based on the covenants of God. And you can find the answer to all of it in the Word of God. And He'll back His Word. He said, I will watch over my Word to perform it. All right. Now then, let's go into Deuteronomy 28. And we know this in the 28th chapter, it shall come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee upon high upon all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Don't read the 28th without reading the 27th. I mean, a lot of messed up thinking and a whole lot of real bad preaching has come out of this 28th chapter. For instance, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation. Since when? The Lord is not out giving people the flu. Now, back when John and Kelly were small, we took our flu shot. And we started right there. Then we went to Galatians 3:13 and said, we've been redeemed from the curse of the flesh. Now, go over here to 27. I set them down in the living room. I said, we're going to take a flu shot. And John's eyes got big. He didn't know whether he wanted to do that or not. So I had my Bible, and it had opened up there at the 28th. And then at Galatians 3:13, Christ had redeemed us from the flu. So I read fever and inflammation, and then I read he's redeemed us from the flu. I read, and I just did that back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And as long as they lived under our roof, they never had the flu or any other kind of sickness or disease. We didn't have to take them to the doctor. Now, we would have taken them to the doctor if necessary, but it wasn't necessary. Glory to God. Learn to do these things. But now, look over here at the 27th verse. Now, here is a people that have a covenant with God, but had lost sight of it. So the Lord God set up a situation where they could get an image of God and the devil. He didn't mention the devil just a little bit through Isaiah. The Lord didn't say anything about him until you got over here in the New Testament, because they had followed him. He just had to take the blame for a lot of things. So now, notice this. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan, and so forth. Verse 9. Moses and the priest, the Levites, spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art come of the people. And so, thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord. Moses charged the people the same day. These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar, Joseph and Benjamin. These shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. They divided them up. Six tribes on one side and six on the other. And there were, listen, large number of people out there that day. Now, if those mountains are still there, one of them is bright and lush, and that was the blessing mountain. And the other one is bare and bald. That's the curse mountain. And they were shouting back and forth. This was responsive shouting. It's recorded in the book, the blessing first and then the curse later. But that's really not the way it was going down. They were shouting back and forth to get a picture of what it would mean to follow God and keep His commandments and live in good health and prosperity. Can you see that? The blessing of the law and the curse of the law. But now we are interested over in the curse side in the 61st verse. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Well, now we know that it's not the Lord bringing it upon you. And all of that is right here in the Pentateuch. first five books of the Bible. Because in Exodus, the destroyer is revealed. Glory to God. So, but we know from this that every sickness and every disease not even written down is a curse. It is not a blessing. And people have erroneously taken this, not study it, not go back and study it all the way through the first covenant and find out all of these things and find out when all of that actually happened and so forth. And then begin to preach that it's God that'll make you sick. Well, after all, the Bible said, no, the Bible didn't say that. It said the Lord would do it. I know it said that, but it didn't say that. All right, Galatians chapter 3. Now, this is what the Lord said. Galatians is a short book. Read the whole book. It is so good. Chapter 3. Look at that second verse. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, look at verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God or had faith in God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith the same are the children of Abraham, and the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached. The Scripture preached to Abraham. Well, the Scripture's preaching to us this morning.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn the life and spiritual skills you need to develop faith, integrity, and excellence in every aspect of your life. Be intensely discipled alongside other like-minded believers and grow your community. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Internships and mentoring opportunities provide you with a strong foundation for ministry or to continue your education. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry.
You're a voice of victory wherever you go. You are His representative in the earth, and you are authorized to use His name.
To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the Scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
When panic and fear are all around us and uncertainty about the future looms ahead, we know who we can trust. Jesus is the healer, and we have His health plan in the Word of God. Gloria Copeland, having studied Scripture and taught on healing for over 50 years, shares a clear view on how you can get and stay healthy in the Your Healing Prescription Package. Included is Gloria's 6-message audio teaching, Healing School, in which she teaches how to use the Word of God as a weapon against sickness and disease. 3 Steps to the Good Life, a mini-book by Gloria on how to live healthy, whole, and healed. And an RX healing brochure with over 50 scripture references to fill your eyes, ears, and spirit with what the Bible says about your health. Even in uncertain times, the Word of God is always true and never fails. We don't have to lose out on the life God has for us if we keep fear out of our hearts and mouths and fix our eyes on the victory side of life. You can live whole and healed no matter what.
Request your healing prescription package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Take God's healing prescription. Let the Word of God and these teaching resources help you receive your healing and stay well. See yourself living healthy and whole. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. As a born-again believer, you have a covenant with God that includes healing and wholeness. Exodus 15:26 says, "I am the Lord that heals you." I want to encourage you today to stand fast on the promises of God and know with all certainty that it is God's will for you to be healed. Take your stand like Ephesians 6:13 to 18 tells us, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." When you're believing to receive your healing, it's important to be consistent in the Word. Brother Copeland mentioned today that something Mrs. Gloria has taught us, in consistency lies the power. When we remain consistent, steady, and unmovable in faith, standing on the Word of God, we will see His precious promises come to pass. If you need prayer, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line that you can call. We have licensed prayer ministers that are trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. When you call, they'll pray the Word of God over your situation, and you can write those scriptures down and continue to confess them. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Take hold of the promises that God has for you. To contact the KCM office nearest you, go to kcm.org for their hours of operation. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.